Welcome back, everybody, to this week's Down the Wire, presented by Fritos, the worst podcasting snack to get on planet Earth. Nothing your viewers want more to hear than a nice, dry, crisp just crunch.
Fritos Originals, because your dad's in town. And he loves Fritos Originals.
Oddly specific, Coleman.
That's fucking dry. For real though, like, why'd you buy Fritos Originals?
They're so dry that you need, like,
I don't know, man. I had a vision.
Now that's a podcast snack. Pocket Skittles.
It goes with the Baby Bells that I got too.
See? Pocket
Skittles. Every good podcaster knows that trick. It's a trick of the trade. Pocket Skittles?
It's a trick of the trade.
Trick of the trade. No one, if you're a good podcaster, you know about Pocket Skittles.
Rogan does it.
Mm.
Taught us it, actually. Mm.
Personally, when we went to his house. Mm-hmm. We didn't record a podcast, so
no.
We turned him down.
We just fucked elk.
Jesus. I just ate it. I don't know, I love meat like that. I just ate elk. I don't know what you did.
He's got an elk sex dungeon. You didn't take either of that?
No, I must have missed that door.
Are we breaking this out? Fake news?
This is Joe Rogan elk erotica.
Fuck fake news, we got back page news, baby. This week we got stories coming at you like man goes on first date with woman, brings 23 family members along for the meal.
Classic.
And then Florida wildlife investigators bust $1 million flying squirrel trafficking ring. That's fucked. We like our trafficking rings. We haven't had one in a while.
Not for
we're just
while.
Like Animal Florida. Hey,
Animal Florida, you know. Like kingpins, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's been since four like men, the last
the four
summer.
Men who are killing this one. Yeah, like, man, we were on a streak there. Reptiles coming out the ass of Florida, bro.
Segment Shoot the Shit. We're talking about, like, the worst small talk. Just small talk. Like, small talk sucks. You know what I mean? Everyone knows what I mean.
Everyone knows what we mean.
We're about to go on a drive to Toronto, and I mentioned that one of the worst places to small talk's in a car. So it's going to be jokes in the car later.
we're all trying to small talk, and no one wants to
after fight. Roasting small talk. And then sports, best Sunday ever. Hands down. I don't remember a Sunday like that in football in a while. That was actually fucking nuts. It wasn't fucking nuts. It was knocking futs. My Niners beat John's Pats.
Shut the fuck up.
Sunday nighter was dope. 6-9 minutes long.
I won in fantasy, but at what cost?
Yeah, Waddell's out. And then why do we watch UFC? I want to get into that because that's a, it's kind of fucked up.
Mind fucker.
It's kind of fucked up. Oh. Think about it. It's really fucked up. But, and then we got three independents of we got three of the weeks this week.
Grocery shopping?
I fucked
what
up.
What was that?
we got three of the weeks this week, including strong independent woman of the week, narc of the week, and prehistoric butthole of the week. I said all of them because there's only three. Get off my ass, Coleman.
Alrighty. Let's go to that first story. Headline, Sora News. Shout out Sora News, first off.
If you guys haven't checked out Sora News,
I mean,
check out this website.
I know, it's the only Asian news website I know.
It's the only one we need.
Fucking slaps.
Everything that
it
we
slaps,
need is
bro.
On there.
Man goes on first date with woman. She brings 23 family members along for the meal.
Bro.
As a test.
The best part about this is he cut the bill. But they
he
all
cut
ate.
Out on it.
Yeah, he cut out on it. But like they all ate. And then when he got the bill and found out that she was expecting him to pay for everyone, he just dipped. Low key. And then they were stiffed with how much was the bill?
Like $2,962.
Yeah.
American.
19.8 grand in yen. I don't know.
19,800 yen.
Yeah.
Yen.
Oh. We did this not is, execute that.
The joke was
we were supposed to be like,
okay, let's just start it from the top.
Okay,
let's just start it from the top, okay? Ready? So yeah, when this person got the bill, the total was 9,800.
No.
You fucked up.
Fuck. How did it go?
19,000. Not 9,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Take three.
The person got the bill was 19,800.
What?
Yen.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah.
That's classic.
There
comedy.
That's good. Good work, boys. We really hit full stride there. Last take. That was hilarious.
I have two mind fucks though. Should we get the obvious one out of the way?
Yep.
She says she feels like the victim here for him sneaking out because she says that, yes, she expects him to pay for the whole bill.
Yeah, she said
25 people.
It's a test. It's a test to see if he will be a good boyfriend to be able to provide for her and 23. I don't even have 23 people in my family, dude.
I don't even know you look like naked yet. That's huge.
There it is.
That's huge.
Also, boom.
Someone sees me naked for the first time. They don't like that mole. They leave right away.
That's it.
It's happened to me all the time.
Mm. I didn't like
it. I get it, though.
That's why I left. This is a strictly professional relationship here, so don't ever get it fucking twisted.
Oh my god.
No, but seriously.
Why did Trudeau legalize Kush?
I don't understand.
You guys were my dream as a gay couple last night.
What?
Shut the fuck up.
No, we weren't.
No, I wasn't.
Were we kissing?
Yeah. It was hot.
Who's the girl? Who's the guy?
What?
I think it's a gay couple means both guys.
But who was like, if we were to dance, whose hands would be on whose hips?
You know, I didn't get that far. I bust and then I woke up.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ is right. I don't know how I feel anymore. How does this guy duck? Like, how does this chick not see this guy duck out on 23 people, though? That's a question.
That was the second mind fuck.
Like, this is some Mission Impossible shit. If you're getting out of the sight of 23 people.
No way he pulled the bathroom card, because that's too obvious.
Exactly.
Like, oh, I just seized the bill. I got to pay this? Oh, I just got to take it.
Do you know what
shit.
I think? Do you know what I think? This is what I would have done. I would have stood up and just fucking ran right out the door. And I wouldn't have stopped until I was far away from there. I read a story once about that. It was like a Reddit post. It's like, describe the worst way you ever got broken up with. She said, this guy took me downtown, just started running. Never saw him again. Just never saw him again. And ever since then, I was like, you know what?
You ever,
I want to do that somehow to apply that to my own life.
I was going to ask, you ever bail on a date?
No, I don't think so.
I have once.
You bailed on a date? Oh yeah, you did. The house flooded.
It was. I'm a shitty guy. I've changed. It was a bad. It was a bad call. I pulled the old. I told my buddy when he dropped me off, because I was gonna see this girl, but then this other girl hit me up and was like, "Yo, what are you doing tonight?" And I was like, "Oh." So I told Wardo, if I'm not feeling this new girl halfway through dinner, I'll call me. And I'll either answer and be like, oh, fuck off, or answer and be like, oh, yo, there's a flood in our house. Most fucking basic fucking excuse. And he calls me, and I'm like, ah, fuck it. And then I just fucking picked up the phone, walked away, acted like some deep shit was going down. Like, I'm on the phone, like, what?
Flipped a table. Fucking flipped a table. Kicked a couple chairs.
Punched
chairs,
somebody.
Punched the ace.
And then he picked me up, and I went to see this other girl. And, she said, I just want to be friends. She has a boyfriend to this day. They're at the cottage right now. Funny. Via Insta story. That's great. But and then the other original girl that I went on the date with, she called me out 2 days later when I asked her to hang out again. Yeah.
So you didn't do a good job of acting?
No, I don't know.
No. That's why I didn't make Degrassi.
Next story. That's why I could only almost got a fucking peanut butter commercial. Bro. German man sets world record with 516 body modifications.
That's a lot.
Why would you do that?
Hawaii Leonard. Dude, his face looks fucked. We're going to have to pull up a picture for you guys. But
picture for all you listeners.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of piercings. Dude, can we get the numbers?
It was like 160 some odd around his fucking mouth.
Didn't get his first tattoo until he was 40. But now he's just covered. He's got tats, piercings.
158 around his lips alone.
That's crazy. Oh, my God. His spacers are bigger than his ear.
You got horns, bro.
Got horns.
I hate them
head.
Horn shits, dude.
How do you get that?
You fuck.
Oh, he's got his tongue cut in the middle. Oh. He's covered in tats now. He didn't get his first until he was 40. That's fucked.
How old's he now? Oh, he's got 3 belly rings.
Oh my god, his eyes. Oh, dude, he has 2 spacers in each ear.
Oh my Yo, god. You ever seen those spacers in people's cheeks?
No.
Colin, search it up.
No, no, no. Stop. No. Don't do it.
Oh. Yeah, he has like eyeball tattoos too, which is fucked.
Go to this guy.
Oh my god. Dude, that's fucking disgusting. Oh,
Oh my god. Oh, he's got him in his nose.
How do you eat? Ooh. How do you eat? How do you blow your nose? Oh.
You gotta plug them, shit.
Oh, it's a different way to give head, though.
Could you imagine getting head through? Like, it goes in one cheek and out the other. Like, it's so.
Dude, you're like banging they're like hammerheading it. Though.
Yeah, they'd have to hammerhead it.
How many body modifications is too many?
516 is too many. Oh for sure. God,
I'd say like, bro,
get off this webpage.
Yo, this. Go to the guy. There's a guy too. I seen a video and he has like fucking chips in his body that like unlock drawers and shit in his house.
That's sick as fuck. I want
that's
that.
That's kind of cool.
That's sick as fuck. But again, cool. He still has horns. Oh. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, the horns, I don't understand. Did he break a record?
Yeah, that's Guinness wrote that themselves, bro.
Yeah, 516. Guinness, and then he has the most piercings, too, with 453 piercings.
Did he do this solely to break the record?
That's what I think you have to at one point. There's no way you look at yourself and you're like, oh, I look good.
Yeah, this is a short fucking article. I'm not entirely sure. Of his motivations.
Like, see, this is down, the problem. Go down a little bit. Just go to his face for a second. Like,
this is the problem with Guinness, is they make people do fuck shit like this just to get like a quick news article on oopy.com, you know?
You think Guinness is the reason people do crazy shit like that?
I feel like
that's why we stayed for 24 hours in a Denny's.
Yeah, I was just gonna say
that
we're
was just the warm up.
We're look, yeah,
we're trying to break the world record.
Mm-hmm. Guinness, if you fucking hear this, which I knew you do, you're everywhere.
We're still doing that this year, by the way, guys. I don't care if COVID we're not allowed in. We're going to do 24 hours outside of Denny's.
Announcing it right here.
Oh. Saying it right now.
Committing to it.
We're going to tent up.
Ice
we're
going
to Uber Eats from the Denny's outside into our tent.
There we go.
And yeah.
That's going to be sick.
Hopefully we can spend the time inside, though. That'd be nice.
The days. I don't know if we'll break the record, though, if we're not inside the Denny's. You know what I mean?
We could start a new record. Yeah. Longest time spent outside of a Denny's.
Spent around a Denny's.
Within 100 meters of a Denny's. We don't have to do 24 hours, because there's no way anyone stayed for more than, like, 4. Yeah, but Guinness, you're making people make their face. This reminds me of Parrot Man we covered a while ago.
Oh, yeah, that guy was fucking weird.
Where he made his body and face look like a parrot. That was fucked.
Oh, yeah.
But he looks like his evil twin. This guy.
I don't like the horns, bro. I don't understand how people think that's a cool look.
Yeah. Oh man. Does imagine that like fully like, grow around to that. Pick up, like a, like someone like imagine that fucking you, dude.
Like imagine Dennis Rodman. That. Like Dennis Rodman's piercings are one thing. You know what I mean? Like I look at Dennis Rodman with all his piercings. I'm like, that's a fucking lot of piercings, dude. But, like, this is...
Dennis Rodman's in the spot where, like, his piercings are dragging down his ears, so his hole is just a long slit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gross. You know, like, ugh. It's, people have piercings in for, like, 40 years, and it's just, like, a little
drag. Old lady piercings. They wear them big old fucking dangly and earrings.
It's not even a hole, ones, it's just a slit.
And they just fucking... And you're like, that hurts. For sure.
Yeah.
For right. sure.
Next back page news story.
Body mods. Boo. Scientists drive tiny robot around inside living butthole.
Cause science.
Look at it there, dude. You see it? That little black thing. That's a penny.
Oh my god, that thing's tiny.
Yeah, bro.
It's smaller than the lettering on the penny.
Yeah. How the fuck do people make robots?
How'd you make that?
Dude.
How'd you not lose it?
Cool.
How'd you not lose it?
Fuck, I sneezed. Where'd the robot go?
Like, what?
Yeah, that shit's cool, though. I like tiny robots.
It's inventors say that a living colon is rough terrain.
Okay, so
all them wrinkles, bumpy.
The thing is, I don't understand. Is like they're like you got this. Is the reason for having this is to administer medicine through the beehole in a much more direct way. How much medicine could you really store on that thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the dose they bring, you're gonna have to take a fucking whole convoy of those guys. A whole convoy. You're gonna have to have like 80 micro robots in your beehole just
swarming around in there.
Swarming around.
Ribbed for their pleasure.
It's probably like, imagine that being the first place you let a.
Would you like rib for your pleasure or the icy hots?
Imagine the first time you let a robot into you, though, it's through your butt.
I was going to say, I don't know why they're letting their testing
mini robots like doing work inside your body, like fucking things, or like is it just like
I love when I said this, you guys were literally picturing like fucking Miss Frizzle and the Magic School Bus doing this.
Yeah, we were, dude.
Yeah, dude, for real, I was. Like, I thought
she's got fucking all the 12 kids in the like, come on, guys, we're gonna go see what the lower intestine looks like. Large intestine, lower intestine.
Which so is this it? Is what they have the your same poo-poo name? Comes out of.
This is where
this is where
this is where babies are made.
This is where Rabbi Joe touched you last weekend. We've done way too many priest jokes the past month.
You've done too many priest jokes.
Yeah, do you want to talk about
don't
it, man?
Don't say we. You have done so many priest jokes. They were testing this thing in mice that have been put to sleep and the buttholes of pigs that they have like cut out. I don't know. I feel like this is one of those things you could just put right onto human testing, you know? It's not that big.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal.
Like, I feel like you could do that to people who don't know.
Putting a robot inside, you're a pretty big deal.
It's not that big. It's like three hairs wide, it says.
That's what you said.
That's what she said.
No, that's what you said. It's not that big. It's only like 3 hairs wide. That's a boom roasted. I just don't understand why everything is quicker through the butt. You know, it's like, oh, you want to get fucking plastered? You want to get hammered? You could drink 18 beers or chug 2 through your butt. Like, why?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to get have you want to get vape healthier? Liquor don't take medicine through your like mouth. That's disgusting. Take medicine through your butt. It'll happen quicker. Why is it like that? Should we get a scientist on? Like, why do you?
No, we'll just move on.
Why do things happen quicker through the butt?
Just suck on that one for a while, guys. Just mull that over.
Let that Halls dangle in the back of your mouth for a bit.
Let that robot crawl around inside your asshole for a little bit.
I wonder if you feel it, too. And, like, if you fart, does it blow away? Does it not just blow away?
Yeah, like you ever have, like, kids on the school?
You ever have, like, a hair in your asshole that you notice that shit? And this is 3 of them. I feel like you would notice this.
This is true. But pulling it out is when you notice it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
You notice it when you pull it out.
That is true.
You wouldn't have to. This thing's not the length of a hair. Yeah. Thank God.
It's definitely not the longest.
But it's definitely the skinniest. Florida wildlife investigators bust $1 million flying squirrel trafficking ring. Because apparently there's a market for flying squirrels in the world. They're fucking sick, though. Look at that thing.
It makes me want one.
It does. I love.
Like,
arrested Donald Harold Harrod Jr.
Taking all these names, bro.
Rodney Knox. Kenneth Roebuck.
Kenneth.
Vester Taylor. I love the Vest name, though.
I was hoping his name was going to be Vester von Vester. From last best season, when we were saying the person who invented the vest was named Vester von Vester. This guy's close.
He's hot.
Vester Taylor.
Junior.
He tailors the vests.
Hey.
There you go.
There it is.
Look at the beards on the kids.
Mullet on fucking Donald Harold.
I did not realize that smuggling and like selling flying squirrels, like, I didn't know the cops were after that. And I didn't know that that was something that people wanted to buy. But I think we should buy it now.
Yeah. How sick would it be you're just in here? Like, someone breaks in here to steal our shit. Fucking just hand me the flying squirrel comes off the top rope right in your face.
That's just it. It just jumps on
balls.
You.
Just blinds you.
Yeah, balls. Blinds balls in your mouth, bro. Little squirrel balls. How do you like that? How do you like them apples?
How do you like them nuts?
How do you like them nuts? That's what I'm talking about. It sucks that we don't have a guy anymore to buy them from because they're gone. To jail.
Let alone
to jail. But
fucking free up the animal smugglers, bro. Joe Exotic, my boy fucking Donald Herod, Kenneth Roebuck, Vester Taylor. I can't believe I remember all their names.
Wow. He's not reading those off, folks. Coleman's
I was hoping La La Coleman Land. Would give me a little hand here.
Sorry,
they caught as many as 3,600 flying squirrels throughout Central Florida.
Hey,
what,
hey, what's going on?
Coleman, do you hear it on the mics?
There's a fucking...
A little bit. I don't know. I can't tell if, there's I can't a nuke, tell if it's coming through.
Like, there's a nuke alarm
should we get
going
below,
out there.
Should we get below ground level?
That's fucked. Anyways, fuck it.
It's probably just fucking...
If we die, we die. Rocky IV.
Is that recording?
Did we say how do you, is the, how do you like them nuts stay in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Swag.
We're recording?
Yeah.
All right. All right, quick technical difficulty. Sorry about that. But yeah, back to squirrel nuts.
Sorry, I had to burp.
Yeah.
3,600 flying squirrels, man. They got that were stolen. That's fucking, that's rather nuts.
Wait, as many as 10,000 traps. They set 10,000 traps to catch them. I would imagine that's a tough animal to catch.
You'd be surprised. My grandmother used to catch those too.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Fucking traps with peanut butter. Squirrels are fucking stupid.
Okay, so you just put peanut butter everywhere?
Hungry for a nut, bro.
It's like when it's you and your dog night in town. Nice little candlelit dinner, some nice kibble.
It's me and...
Covered
me and,
in peanut butter.
Me and Waldo get to hang out tonight.
Dude, okay, I gotta tell this story.
Joke, it's actually the funniest fucking joke ever, bro.
So my dog's name is Waldo. Just so y'all know for context. But we're actually going to Toronto after we rip this pod because we're doing some filming down there for some shit that's coming y'all way. But we've done this before with some other shit. We've gone to Toronto and we all stay at my mom's house. Me, John, and Feeks from down the beat and then now Coleman. But last time we're staying there, John always takes the main room couch. And I take the basement couch and I gave Feeks the bed because his back was hurting. My mom was in the other room. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm in the basement trying to sleep. I just hear all this fucking rattling upstairs. And I'm like, dude, this guy.
I was putting the blinds down. I was putting the blinds down.
He did not know how to work the blinds because they're broken.
Yeah.
And then, so I start walking upstairs. And I get all the way to the top of the stairs. And I turn the corner. And I just see John butt-ass naked.
No, I
facing Waldo. Looking around, his head turned back like, oh, fuck.
I was like, no, I was like, and as soon as I heard Rackle come up the stairs, I was like, this would be a hilarious joke. So as soon as he came up the stairs, I just had my phone flashlight on so that you could see my naked ass. And then Waldo sitting right next to me, I was like, you got any peanut butter?
Oh, yeah. That's
you got any peanut butter?
Here's the thing. Was John joking?
Yes, I was fucking joking,
dude. Or did
dude.
He just think that in the moment to cover up for him about to get his schlong sucked by my dog? Was it a joke?
Dude, that same night, I woke up the next morning, fucking ripped a huge fart, like, rolled over, opened my eyes, I don't have my glasses on, I'm like, fuck, Racco's mom sitting at the island. I was like, oh, she never said anything about it. I was like, respects, Josie, respect. All right, let's get this
segment. Yeah, let's get to our segment, man.
John's elbow deep in the, your dog later. I'm not
I could not get
mentality.
Elbow deep in Waldo. It's a small dog.
Your elbow is full body.
Fucking using him like a puppet. I can't get it out of my head.
Pretty sus.
Weird.
Coleman, it's a weird image.
Just
dude.
Saw Coleman vent, bro.
All right, let's shoot the shot. Let's shoot the. That's all, folks. Let's shoot the shit about worst small talk. Yeah, we were thinking of what to run as a segment, and we have some shit backlog that we need more time to think about, but we're like, yo, like small talk sucks.
We were trying to create small talk between choosing what segment or what we should talk
yeah.
about. It happened naturally.
Small talk is like the worst times to have small talk to me. I'm just gonna start off with this. I don't know how else we're gonna start this off.
Cool.
Like,
yeah,
like worst ways to like to small talk with
Number one is when you're in a car with someone.
One person. That you don't know that well or something.
I had to drive home once with my girlfriends who I broke up with, and then we got back together, and I drove home with her dad from Ottawa to Toronto.
Just
5 hours.
Just the two of you.
She was in the car too, but still, weird. Small talk for 5 hours, and that leads to my second least favorite person to talk to you, small talk, is someone else's parents. Tough.
You know what it's even worse too, is sometimes parents' friends.
Parents' friends. Oh, yeah, and they're like, oh, you're so big now. Yeah, how's school? Not in school anymore. Oh, my God, you're so grown. Yeah, yeah. And yeah. It's just like
old like family members you only see every couple years.
Yeah.
That one sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen your crazy stuff on Facebook, and you're like, 2 years ago. That was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Fucking office small talk when you're at a job.
There's only four of us in this office.
The worst was like fucking when I worked in an I was doing accounting, believe it or not. I don't even know how the fuck to do accounting. I don't know why they hired me.
Crunch those numbers.
Crunch. That was me, dog. I did not know what I was doing. The company was going bankrupt. They're already losing money. Like, fuck it, whatever. But like talking to people's kids. Like, shout out Dolores. But like Dolores, like she's like talking about your husband. Like, I don't care, bro.
like people you work with, they come with personal stuff.
You're just like, nice. You know what I mean? Like
work friends, like having work friends. They're like, it's just like, oh, had a great day out at the cottage this weekend. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
You know who I love small talking with though?
Yeah.
Like waiters and servers.
Waiters, yeah, they're pretty good.
Waiters, waitresses, just like if you get a good joke and you get like a good punch, like fucking guy, you fucking guy. You get a good like little. Joking and they started talking. That could be fun. That's when you earn your tip.
Yeah, I like. No.
But it could serve the waiters being a dick. Uber drivers hate that small talk.
Oh, the worst small talk.
They just start talking about random bullshit. I had this guy pick me up the other day, dude. It was he started talking about like this guy that was a like tough nails construction worker that had an amazing voice, but he blew up in the 90s in one country and sang some crazy festival out there. And then he went back to doing his welding job in North America.
Rodrigo.
Is that him?
Yeah, Rodriguez or whatever his name is.
He was going off about that story. He was going from so much
he's like
detail.
Huge in like South Africa. Excruciating.
Excruciating detail. And I'm in the back like, oh my God, bro. Like I should have got the Uber quiet. You know, like you can get that shit now.
Uber Shut comfort.
You gotta pay extra.
Comfort.
Let's call someone else. It's not available everywhere. I don't know if we have it in Ottawa, but like it's like the Uber driver doesn't
talk.
Yeah,
you get the pre thingy.
Yeah.
No, that's
it's bad too when you're like with somebody that you actually can like talk with and then but one other person that you can't, like the like your girlfriend and like her dad. Then you're like, I can't do any of the jokes that I want to do right now.
Yeah. Can't do my whole bit.
That wipes out like 90% of my bits. All dick jokes.
Yeah.
Like I'm working with 10% here. And I can rinse all of that in the first 20 minutes. And then we got like 4 hours and 40 minutes left to go on this drive.
And you're like, you want to play I Spy?
You can't just leave on a high. Be like, that's it. I'm out. I got to be somewhere. No, I'm in the back of your car. You sit in the back, too, because you're not going to sit in the front with him. And like, yeah.
I feel that.
It's weird.
I do.
I slept for like 3.5 hours.
I would.
I felt no ways. I told my mom that when I came home. She's like, so what did you guys talk about? I was like, I slept. And she's like, what did you
do? Talk about shit.
Because I hate small talk, mom. What are we doing right now? Just get to the point. What do you want me to do? Brush those leaves up? Like, tell me what you want. Like, don't small talk me. Like, you know how much time we'd save? We'd be so much more efficient. As humans.
At least an hour a day is spent on small talk.
Yeah, but it's like, just get to the point.
Yeah. Like, why is it not acceptable just to go right into deep combo right off the start?
When I say delete small talk, I'm not saying deleting all talk.
No.
There's just great the small conversations kind. That can be had.
Yeah.
But just like
the pointless shit.
I hate the weather talk. You know?
Yeah, shit that everybody already knows. Yeah. Stop talking to me about it.
Coronavirus.
Yes, I saw.
Don't
yeah,
talk to me
exactly.
about coronavirus. I already know.
Don't talk to me about U.S. politics.
Don't talk to me about Trump. I know he's the president. Cool.
Like
it's like comedians who do that shit. Like, who cares, man?
Yeah.
We all know.
COVID's a big one. Man, I can't wait till the day when you run into someone and the first thing they bring up isn't COVID. Like,
it's gonna be sick.
Like you run
how
into someone
like
seen?
How have you been? What have you been doing since COVID?
You know, COVID. Yeah, I fucking do know. Like, I hate that.
I'm living it too, dude. Like, fuck off.
And, like, the whole thing where people are just like, oh, yeah, we didn't get to do that this summer because, you know, it's like, yeah, just say I didn't get to do that this summer. I know why. Like, oh, yeah, we used to do this all the time, but, you know, there's these circumstances.
It's like how...
Due to these unprecedented times. I fucking know, dude.
It's kind of like how when, like... After I met all your friends from back home, I'm like, oh, my friend John from back home. I'm like, dude, I'm your only other fucking friend named John. Like, you could just say John, and I would know it's not me because you're talking about some shit you did 3 fucking years ago. Dude, it was... My friend Simmer, I'm like, I've hung out with him like 3 times, dude. I know who he is, dude.
Yeah, I do that too. I feel I'm
you like, you always go, my roommate Ashlyn. I'm like, she's been in our videos, bro. I know who she is. Yeah, I know who
I'm
she
bad at that
is.
Shit. I'm not good at just like using people's names like straight up. Like, people are, there are some people who are good at that. They're just like, the first time they mention them, they just say their name.
I always just do it, and then you'll be like, who? And yeah, I'll be like, exactly. Oh. Coleman's roommate.
Yeah. I need to get on that.
I hate when you have like certain people that you only small talk certain things with, you know? It's like a recurring person you see and you only know that, fuck, like I can't just be quiet around this person.
Yeah.
Like, we gotta talk. But you always talk about the same thing.
It's just football.
For me, my scapegoat's football.
Steak is football.
Because I can spit facts about football.
I'm a music guy. I go straight to music. What type of music you listen to? That's like third question in my mouth every
time.
But
if they don't like football or music, we're fucked.
I'm fucked. Fucked.
Fucked. F-U-K-T.
Fucked.
F-U-K-T. Fucked.
Proper fucked.
Yeah, it's like, cooking's another one when I talk to like elderly women. Like a friend's mom or something. Or some shit, you know. Because I can cook a couple dishes, but once we get past how I make that 1-2 dish, I know what to do. We're done talking.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, that you kind of, you're like, oh, I'm really good at making macaroni and cheese. And they're like, oh, have you ever tried making, insert fancy dish,
crab rangoon?
Yeah, there it is. Something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. My pasta sauce still comes from a jar at the end of the day. Like, let's fucking chill on that.
There's a big difference between small talking and shooting the shit.
Okay, here might be the worst small talk you'll ever have. An old high school teacher.
Oof. So how have things been? Good. You're grown.
Yep.
So what are you in? You know, yada yada. Oh, okay. How's that going? Yeah, it's
then,
not bad.
And then you go back to someone's graduation the next year, and what do? Same fucking conversation again.
Yeah.
It happens.
And it's like, so like, you fuck any of the students yet or what?
Yeah.
Like, has anything happened cool or what? Nope. All right. You still babysit.
Can you tell me shit? Can you start talking shit about all the teachers I hated back in school?
Like, I don't go here anymore.
No, like fucking...
Yeah, like Mrs. T, it's like, I'm 2 years out of graduation now. Like, come on, let's do that date. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, let's get going.
All right, let's get into sports.
Sports.
Best Sunday ever. Hands down.
And
it
how
was
long
like, the only Sunday that could be better than this is if Jesus comes back. And that's not even better because I think that means we all die, right?
Yeah, I think that is what
okay,
that means.
So
let's check.
Yes, we have a desk Bible.
Yeah, yeah, that, yeah. Yeah, that's what it means.
Fact check, right from the source. best Sunday ever. Like I haven't remembered a Sunday like that, like dating back to last year, bro.
It's been a long year. It's been a long year.
Great, dude. Like the end of the 1 o'clock. Who watches Red Zone? If you're at
everyone, raise your hand.
Everyone, raise your hand.
Listen, man, be proud if you watch. 8 hours of commercial-free football with Scotty Hansen,
the
bro.
The end of the ones with Scott Hansen was
boom,
entertainment
boom,
at its
boom,
finest.
Boom.
It was actually nuts. Like, the end of the ones, so like the Steelers-Titans game, the Titans picked off the ball, they were driving down the field, Buddy missed the field goal, it was crazy, but at the same time, there was fucking Detroit-Atlanta, Gurley trying not to score, accidentally scored, Detroit marched on the field, scored a touchdown, this is all at the same time. And then the fucking...
Packers' blood pressure was through the roof.
Oh my God, dude. It was crazy. And then the Niners... my 49ers... fucking dick spank John's Patriots right across the face.
So
what pisses me off is we were supposed to be at that game. But, you know, because of everything going on right now... we weren't able to go.
That was a good one.
Yeah, dude. It was crazy. And then the Sunday nighter, dude.
If we were there, just saying. If we were there, it wouldn't have gone down like that.
Mm-hmm. That's true, actually. the Niners would probably be undefeated.
Yeah. Up until yesterday.
Still a better record than we have now, so who's laughing?
Fuck.
The Sunday Nighter was dope. You know why it was dope? Finished was in 69 minutes. The game lasted classic 69 comedy. Minutes, in case you were wondering. And what's with Russell Wilson throwing goal line picks at Arizona Stadium?
I mean, it's just his thing.
That's where your Pats had, like, the last... Yeah. Well, actually, you've had more than that since then, but... Yeah.
That cool one.
That's that cool interception. I was juiced. That was the only time I was rooting for the Pats this Super Bowl, because fuck the Seahawks.
Put my dad's big old picture of that in the basement.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why he throws picks. Everyone's like, oh, Russell Wilson never throws picks, and he has that one game where he fucks up, and I feel like it's there
all the time. When he throws a pick, it's a big pick.
And it's at Arizona Stadium. State Farm Stadium.
State Farm
Stadium.
Yo, SFS.
STS. The STD you don't want. STS. Right? No, it didn't. All right. Didn't hit. I feel bad.
It's not the acronym. It's SFS.
What's STS?
What's STS?
State Farm. So SFS. SFS. Syphilis.
Syphilis is PH, too. All right, let me just get through these of the weeks.
Okay, last thing, though. I feel bad for that person in fantasy that was up 52 points on someone and went into the Sunday Nighter being like, yeah, they only got Tyler Lockett playing, and then he drops 53 points. Are you kidding me? How does that happen?
Are you fucking joking?
That happened to me. Not to that degree. I was up like 30-something, but I was like, no fucking way. Pissed me off. Anyways, John had his fantasy woes.
Yeah.
Odell got.
I won for the first time in a month, but it worked. But OBJ tore his ACL.
UFC. I'll just touch on this quickly. We'll go into this another time. But like, dude, why do we watch it? People dress up in suits. They look so formal. They're at the event. They're commentating like it's a professional atmosphere, which it is. But why? We're just watching two half naked men or women just beat up on each other. In a fucking cage, stepping on the fucking mat where like someone else's blood was on before.
Yeah, I find that the weirdest part. When they're pushing each other's heads and then the mat with blood art.
From the previous fight, you can still feel the steam and heat, you know? Like, why do we watch that shit? It's fucking crazy. I was thinking that we were watching like Khabib and I was like, this is fucked up.
I always think that, bro.
This is fucked up.
If I'm too high watching UFC, I will start playing on my phone for a bit until I come back to Earth. Because I'll be sitting there and I'll be like,
this movie's scary.
Mom, can you come pick me up?
Why doesn't the UFC just lean into like the fact that it's a fight club? Why don't they just have it be like a
Because it's a professional organization ran by gentlemen
People
that
fucking
has been
smoking cigarettes and like doing drugs.
Because there is that shit. There's like Barstool does like Rough and Rowdy. There's a bunch of backyard fighting rings you can find. Kimbo Slice is the best, bro.
Yeah.
Kimbo Slice was the goat of backyard.
Are you sure? Show me some videos of him one night. I don't know. We'll get into like fighting as like a segment on sports when there's not a lot going on in football.
But for now,
basically
it's
sports is football. We'll get into that in the off season. All
right. World Series is happening right now.
Oh yeah, apparently that's what's it at? Dodgers 3-2.
I think it's
something?
Like 2-2 or 3-2. I'm not even watching.
Wait, like
it.
like the final one?
Yeah, the last thing. Cool. The fucking,
like the World Series.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. The Rays.
That trophy that the commissioner called a piece of metal.
Did
yeah,
he?
That. Yeah.
Right, the cool. Rays like came back real quick. The Rays came back in the ninth inning to beat the Dodgers to tie the series like a couple days ago, and the Dodgers made two errors on the same play.
And that's and baseball. In 15 seconds.
Fucked up.
All right, let's get into our leaks. Strong independent
Coleman, he just wants to say it every time. We're like, oh, that must suck. Errors. Fuck off. On to of the weeks.
Play real sport where sweaty dudes are hitting each other.
Like almost men. And almost kissing.
Alright. Let's get to our of the weeks. Strong independent woman of the week goes to
this lady who ran a mile in under six minutes a week before her due date.
Pregnant
Another
lady.
Why.
Why?
Another why.
You're pregnant. Why?
Good job, though.
Why,
kudos.
Woman?
Yeah, kudos to her.
I mean, she can. She proved that she can do it. She sure
proved,
showed.
That's
she
all
proved
that she.
She is a strong, independent woman.
Yeah, yeah, good job.
Shout out.
Hats off.
Vice principal, strong woman.
Yeah. From South Park.
Fuck crazy.
I couldn't imagine running. Like, if you ever tried running, no, not even the same thing. Just gonna keep going.
You're gonna say running with a backpack
on a full stomach?
Like, that's what I was gonna
running with a burrito, a whole burrito in there,
and then maybe like throw a backpack full of books on the front. Watch, so you like get some slappage. You know what I mean? I
feel 16 like, years from now, it's gonna be like this kid's like the next Usain Bolt.
Yeah, dude,
that comes out.
This kid, yeah, ah, fuck, bro.
Narc of the week goes to
the guy who leaked the story about the San Antonio Fire Department chief eating or taking a picture with a naked lady covered in sushi. First of all, why is family he having event, to apparently. Apologize? Sorry, what did you say?
No, just it says at a family event. I don't know why there's women covered in sushi.
At a family event. Family this event. Is not a family event. This is one of them fancy sushi places.
I feel like firefighters do everything naked. It's all about the calendars. Think about it.
They do in your dreams.
Boom. I don't understand. Yeah, when no. Dreams she's not reality. Naked if she's covered in sushi. She's not naked if she's covered in sushi, right?
Yeah,
right?
And I don't know why he has to apologize.
She's wearing sushi.
This guy's reputation got
he's a cool. firefighter. It's not like he's like a fucking senator.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
dude fights fires. I think he's allowed to cover. And it, we were saying,
if once in a while he wants to eat sushi off of a naked woman, that's fine. And if he was a woman, she could eat it off of a naked man. Like, it's yes. it goes both ways.
And you know it was consensual because
I've seen it on TV.
You had to place all that sushi on her. Mm. You can't. You don't just sit through that. Like, no, stop. Like, get all the sushi on. You know what I mean?
No, I completely agree. I completely
also,
agree.
Also, firefighters can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, do cocaine and shit. Like,
just it makes you a better fire. If it puts the whatever puts the fire out, I don't mind. Yeah, just
like,
do it.
They put out fires, bro. If they want to party like fucking rock stars, let them party.
I'd be more inclined to send a firefighter high up, just coked up into a fire yeah. than not.
Pete Davidson's dad.
Literally, bro. When he said that, literally. I was like, literally, that makes sense.
Yeah, dude. That's
your balls of steel.
Like, you don't think Pete Davidson's dad deserved to eat sushi off a naked woman? He's dead, so I'm going to make you feel bad. You don't think he deserved that?
You don't think all those firefighters who died in 9/11 deserve
that's
naked,
it, bro.
Naked
that's
sushi
it.
Ladies
right
in
there.
Heaven?
Shame that's on it. You.
That's it. Right Shame. There. I right. didn't want to say it, but Coleman, if we're crossing lines, you can do it, buddy.
Last
and then
last.
Prehistoric butthole of the week. Goes to dinosaurs, I guess, because we finally know what dinosaur butthole looks like.
That it?
That's it. That's all you we can got. Do whatever you want with that
Good
information.
Show, folks. All right. Thanks, everybody, you for tuning in.
Thank you.
And come again. We'll see you next week. Give us a subscribe, listen, follow,
buy our shirts.
Swallow.
Smash that like button. Don't forget to subscribe.
Peace.
Ring that bell.